Memphis Belle is one of our great national treasures, and it's a treasure because it's a symbol for all the heavy bomber crews that fought against Nazi Germany in World War II, and the heavy bomber crews took severe losses. There were times during the strategic bombing campaign where the odds of finishing a 25-mission tour were only 1 in 4, and the other 3 would have been killed, shot down and taken prisoner, or they would have been wounded so badly they couldn't continue. So there was tremendous sacrifice from the heavy bomber crews in winning World War II, and the Memphis Belle is really the symbol of all of those heavy bomber crews. And the Memphis Belle was the first heavy bomber to return to the U.S. after flying 25 combat missions over Europe. And it went on a war bond tour in the summer of 1943, went to more than 30 locations around the country, and everyone in the country knew what the Memphis Belle was and what the names were of the Memphis Belle crew members. They were kind of the rock stars of their day. And really, truly, it's an American icon, in the same fashion that the flag that flew at Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima is a national icon, and the Arizona at Pearl Harbor is one of our great American treasures. You know, there are certain objects that really represent who we are as a people and what Americans will do and how much they'll sacrifice to preserve freedom.
Is there any sort of, do you think, falling off in knowledge about the plane and why it's important? And if so, is education an aspect of the exhibit?
Then the general public awareness, yes. The memory of the Belle has faded somewhat, and I personally find that tragic because there were more than 30,000 heavy bomber crewmen that were killed in combat in World War II in the fight against Germany. And to put that into perspective, there were 20,000 Marines killed in combat in all of World War II. So the bomber crewmen really sacrifice in tremendous numbers, and it's really a tragedy that here, about 75 years later, that memory's fading. But with this exhibit, with this restoration and the event, I'm sure that we are going to bring the Belle and its story alive again to a new generation. And then, you know, to older generations that are already familiar with the Memphis Belle, they will see it in its triumphant glory here at the Air Force's National Museum.
What has been done to the airplane itself? So when people come to see it, what are they going to see?
They're going to see the Memphis Belle looking exactly as it appeared in May of 1943. It's truly remarkable. By the early 2000s, the Memphis Belle really needed a complete restoration inside and out. So the Memphis Belle was brought here to the Air Force's National Museum in October of 2005. Every surface, inside and out, has been examined. Corrosion has been taken care of. There was internal corrosion in places inside the airplane. All the original paint was long gone, so the nose art had been removed in the 1980s. And then there were numerous parts of the aircraft that were missing. And so our restoration staff, we've searched to find some of these instruments, and then they fabricated what couldn't be found, and it's just absolutely marvelous. So the outside of the airplane is 100% restored, and then the restoration of the interior will be ongoing while it's on exhibit.
What do you hope people will feel or think, or how they'll leave when they come and visit and look at the Memphis Belle?
There's an amazing and telling quote that's on the wall of the missing at the Cambridge American Cemetery. It has a list of more than 5,000 Americans who were never found. And part of the quote says, "To all who live in freedom, we all owe a debt to remember the sacrifice of these young men." And so many don't even understand or know that there's a debt to these young men who served and sacrificed. So I hope that this exhibit and the restoration of the aircraft will remind us of the debt that we owe to these young men, and that we remember them, not just now, but for decades into the future.